Hello, you are hearing Think Out of the Box with Nandini Arjunan, and this is Spotify's exclusive podcast.
Hi, today we are going to talk about entrepreneurship development. Entrepreneurship development is the means of enhancing the knowledge and skills of entrepreneurs through several classroom coaching and programs and training. The main point of development process is to strengthen and increase the number of entrepreneurs. So this entrepreneur development process helps new firms and ventures to get in better achieving their goals, improving business and nation's economy. So there are other essential factors of this process which improves the capacity to manage, develop and build a business enterprise keeping in mind and risk related to it. In simple words, if we say entrepreneur development process is about supporting entrepreneurs to advance their skills with the help of training and coaching classes, it encourages them to make better judgment and to take a sensible decision for all business activities. So there are several processes or in entrepreneurship development. Of course, there are many ways to organize the efforts of planning, launching and building venture. So, but there are a set of fundamentals that must be covered in any approach, right? So we offer few phases which could help you to find a proper entrepreneurship development for your business. It is useful to break the entrepreneurship process in few phases, which we can consider it as a five phases. So which are idea generation, opportunity evaluation, planning, company formation, launch and growth. These phases are very much important when we do the entrepreneurship development. So we'll go one by one. So the first phase is idea generation. So every new venture begins with the idea. So without idea, nothing will work, right? So in our context, we can take an idea to be a description of a need or problem of some constituency coupled with a concept of possible solution. So what could be the solution that we are going to provide which will resolve the problem? So a categorization of this phase is with this idea generation process. And once your idea is ready, then we'll go with the next step, which is opportunity evaluation. So in this step, where you will ask question to yourself of whether there is an opportunity worth investing it. So without investment on any opportunity, you will not be knowing your target audience. So investment is principally capital, whether from individuals in the company or from outside investors, and time and energy of your resources, set of people. But you should also consider other assets such as intellectual property, personal relationships, physical property, everything you have to consider. So before going with the execution of your idea, you should be knowing and evaluating your opportunity of worth of investing it. A third phase would be planning phase. Once you have decided, okay, this is my opportunity, this is the solution I can provide for the problem which is arise in the society. So you need to plan for how to capitalize on that opportunity. A plan begins as a fairly simple set of ideas and then become more complex as the business takes place. So in the business plan, And in the planning phase, you will need to create two things. So which is strategy and what is your operating plan. So without strategy of implementing your solution, nothing gonna work, right? So you must be having some strategy of implementing your idea. And the second one is operating plan. Operating plan talks about how you are efficiently implementing your strategy and what is the plan, what is the execution plan for that. So once this plan is ready, then we'll move to the next step, which is company formation or launch. So once there is a sufficiently compelling opportunity and a plan, the entrepreneurship team will go through the process of choosing the right form of corporate entity and actually creating a venture as a legal entity. So once we come up with our plan, obviously we would be looking for how we'll be forming a company and becoming a legal entity of implementing this idea or solution. So once we process the things in this phase, we'll move on to the next phase, which is growth. After launching, a company works towards creating its product or service, generating revenue, and moving towards a sustainable performance. The emphasis shifts from planning to execution. At this point, you continue to ask questions but spend more of your time carrying out your plans. Because plan should be perfect to implement any solution successfully. So all the things are decided in this phase now. As we said, the planning is very much important in entrepreneurship development. So we'll talk more about what are all the things are involved in planning phase. So as we know that one of the plan should be with your strategy. So there are four main areas of strategy we can see. So which are about determination of the target customer set and business model, position and objectives. So there are described each part detailed, but we'll go one by one. So target customer. The target customer is the set of potential buyers who are your focus as you design your company solution. So the more you know about them, the better off you are. Your characterization should be both qualitative and quantitative. You should investigate any alternatives the customer has for solving or working around the problem or need that you are targeting. So you should understand the buying process in detail, including who are the decision makers and who influences the decision. And we know that while planning, we must need some business model. So the business model is your theory about how you will make money. So it involves a definition of a solution to the customer's need and hypothesis about how and how much the customer will pay for the solution. So if there are any assumptions required for your theory to be true, these should also be articulated. And also, we must be knowing what is our objective. As a first step toward creating your operating plan, you should create a set of high-level objectives for your business, obviously. So this should include key milestones
On the key milestone, you can have a prototype or product or customer or partnership information, anything. And you must be having share or penetration into your chosen market. So a clear articulation of objective will allow you to set priorities of your venture, which will be critical as you face the many tough decisions that any entrepreneur must face. So we know that operating plan, we must be having it. So your operating plan will be a combination of plans, that is, these people working on this topic for this period of time will produce the result X, and forecast and projection, that is, prediction about the result will occur. So the primary and most important forecast concerns revenue, obviously, but prediction about costs of materials and other things may be important as well. So operating plan should be talking about this too. So operating plan is a core of your business, and you should make it as good as you can. And your plans should be as thorough as possible, and your forecast should be based on the best and most complete evidence you can compile. So today we have talked about entrepreneurship development. Thank you.